The state Senate and Assembly Tuesday adopted a resolution calling on the governor to proclaim July 1st this year as the Spirit of 1776 Wagon Day in the state of New York. Here's Susan Zimmet, founder of Votes for Women 2020, the nonprofit organization planning suffrage centennial events in 2017 and 2020.
There was a wagon called the Spirit of 1776 that was used during the suffragette movement by Alice Paul's press secretary, Edna Kearns, that she took and would go from town to town to town and stand on this wagon and talk about why the right to vote was so important. And all of these wagons were taken off of farms, and all these women would use these wagons in the movement. But then they all went back to their family farm. Only two survived for history for us to have. One's in the Smithsonian. The other one was dedicated by Marguerite Kearns, the granddaughter of Edna Kearns, to the State Museum in New York.
There was a press conference Wednesday morning in Albany about the resolution, for which Democratic Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett of the Hudson Valley voted in support.
This is kind of a wonderful recognition of our role in this history, using this, you know, this great wagon that unfortunately we weren't able to see it today because it's in delicate condition, but it's been promised and that it will be made available by the New York State Museum.
Susan Zimmet, who is also the town of New Paltz supervisor, delivered the resolution to Albany. It recognizes July 1st, 2013 as 100 years since the wagon's maiden voyage. She says the resolution makes the connection among economic development, tourism, and the upcoming Votes for Women's Suffrage Centennial for New York State in 2017 and the National Suffrage Centennial in 2020.
This battle that these women undertook 100 years ago to give us the right to vote is an incredibly important story, fraught with so much controversy, fraught with so much insider fighting that nobody knows about. It's an amazing story. It needs to be shared. And young girls have to understand the battle that these women went through to give them the right to vote. And young girls have to understand how important voting is, and that the only way their rights are going to be protected is if they vote and they get involved in government and they run for office and they take leadership roles.
Zimmet wants to see New York develop a tourism route spotlighting women's rights.
Now, we've got wine trails, we've got revolutionary trails, we've got civil rights trails. We need a trail. We have all these homes in upstate New York. We have homes in Long Island. We have homes in the Hudson Valley. These homes need to be in a brochure that you pick up and say, if you're interested in wood suffragette, this is where you go. Follow the trail. There needs to be those, you know, those metal plaques right there and stuff.
Assemblymember Barrett, who represents portions of Columbia and Dutchess counties, says she is excited about the idea of such a trail. She says there certainly is an opportunity for economic development built around heritage and cultural tourism.
I mean, that's part of what I've been talking about for so long, that, you know, that we need to look at the things that are important to us and that we love about our state and our region to be the economic engines. And here's women's history and a great legacy of social change and social history that New York has had such a big role in.
Meanwhile, Zimmet is also thinking about how to ensure that historical houses have the funding to operate. She points out that capital improvements are often afforded through grants and such, but operational costs are a different story. And she has an idea.
Well, I know that there's, you know, we keep talking about economic development being casinos in New York State and bringing money in through, you know, New York State. And, you know, we had the very underutilized Susan B. Anthony dollar that really never got its claim to fame and sort of got confused with the quarter and stuff. So I think we just bring back the Susan B. Anthony dollar. We have dedicated slot machines in the casinos that are the Susan B. Anthony slot machine, and you have to take your dollar bill, go get a Susan B. Anthony coin, and you put the Susan B. Anthony coin in, and basically you can win a ton of money, but whatever money is raised through that slot machine gets given back to all of these historic houses to create an endowment for their operation expenses.
Seneca Falls is the site of the first Women's Rights Convention. Rochester, the home of women's rights activist Susan B. Anthony, and the Hudson Valley? One connection comes in the person of Lucretia Mott, abolitionist and women's rights activist, who attended a Quaker school in Millbrook in Dutchess County. The story is that she became a teacher there, and her interest in women's rights burgeoned after learning that male teachers at the school earn three times as much as female teachers. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.